Shalom, everybody! In the beginning of Parshas Metzora, we hear about the purification process for someone who had tzara'as. And part of that purification process requires blood and oil to be placed on the right ear, thumb, and toe of the person who had tzara'as. However, we have a problem. The Torah says in Perek Yudalid Pasuk Yudalif that this process must take place lifnei Hashem Pesach Ohel Moed, before Hashem at the entrance to the Mikdash or the Mishkan. But how can that happen? The Metzora is still Tameh. They will not be Tahor until all of their Korbanos are brought. So they're not allowed to go Lifnei Hashem Pesach Ohel Moed. They're not allowed to go to the entrance of the Mishkan or of the Mikdash. So how can the Torah tell us to apply the blood of the Korban and the oil on the ear and the thumb and the toe of the Metzora Lifnei Hashem Pesach Ohel Moed when the Metzora is not allowed to go there? Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, asks this question on Perek Yudalit Pusik Yudalif, and he says the following based on the Medrash. The Medrash says, and Rashi quotes, that when the Torah here says that the application of the blood and the oil must take place, Lifnei Hashem Pesach Ohel Moed, it means the eastern gate of the courtyard, not the gate or the doorway of the Mishkan on itself. The Metzora comes up to the eastern gate of the courtyard and sticks their head into the courtyard, and their ear gets the blood. Then they stick their right hand in and blood is placed on the thumb, and then they stick their leg in and again blood is applied. And the same is true of the oil. They don't go all the way in, they just stick their head, etc., into the courtyard. That's Rashi based on the Meshit and the Medrash. But what is the message? If the Torah meant for the Metzora, who was becoming Tahor, to stand outside of the courtyard, why didn't the Torah just say that? What message is the Torah conveying to us by telling us that the Metzora is Lifnei Hashem Pesach Ohel Moed when he comes to become Tahor, when in reality he's not Lifnei Hashem Pesach Ohel Moed? He's not even able to come into the courtyard to the entrance of the Mishkan or the Mikdash. He's got to stick in his head or his hand or his leg. So why would the Torah say Lifnei Hashem Pesach Ohel Moed when it doesn't seem to be true? Rav Alexander Zusha Friedman, who was murdered in the Holocaust in 1943, says the following beautiful explanation in his Sefer Ma'ayana Shel Torah on our Pasuk. Rav Friedman says that we have to look at the big picture and what's happening with the Metzora himself or herself. The Torah asks the Metzora to do something and lets the Metzora do something incredibly unique, to stand outside the eastern gate and stick a little bit of his or her body to become Tahor. No other person who is Tameh gets that opportunity. And why? Because we have to remember where this Metzora has been. This person made a mistake. They did something very wrong. And that's based on a Gemara in Maseches Erchin, Daf Tezayin, and the Gemara there gives 7 reasons that Tzara'as might come, like swearing falsely, being conceited, stealing, it's miserliness, etc. Bad things, no question. So they get Tzara'as, and they become Tameh. And they were very embarrassed. They were kicked out of the community. They had to sit alone and contemplate what they did wrong. They began the tshuva process and they worked on themselves and they worked on themselves and they worked and they worked until the tzara'as went away. So now they're becoming tahor. They're bali tshuva. The Talmud Yerushalmi says in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis that Hashem creates shortcuts, so to speak, for bali tshuva. In our world, if you wanted to speak, for example, to the prime minister or to the president, you have to go through proper channels to talk to the secretary's secretary's secretary, and then the secretary's secretary, and then the secretary, and you have to go through security, and you only have a certain amount of time, etc., etc. That's in our world. But this Talmud Yerushalmi says that Hashem creates shortcuts, so to speak, for Balei Tshuva. Hashem is prepared to drill a hole in his own throne, so to speak. Shortcuts. A Baal Tshuva goes straight to the top, through a little opening, as it were, to God's throne, so to speak. And that, says Rav Alexander Zusha Friedman, that is the message for the Metzorah and for you and for me. You have been through so much. You know what you did was wrong. You paid for your sins. You worked hard on your tshuva. And therefore, says Hashem, I will help you. I will meet you. I will let you stick your head. I'll let you stick your hand. I'll let you stick your foot through the wall. No one else gets to do that, but you can do that, says Hashem. I am here to help. You want to do tshuva? You want to come to me, says Hashem? I will meet you and help you. Have an amazing day, everyone.